Author Tracy Skuse has been in the Bulkley Valley for 2 weeks for a writer's residency through the Smithers Public Library. I sat down with Tracy to discuss how the Valley could inform some new writing of hers, a workshop she held, and an invitation to join Tracy tonight at the library in Smithers for a book reading.
Hi, I'm Tracy Skuse, and I am here from Vancouver Island. I'm a writer, and I got the honor of being the first writer in residence of Smithers of the Bulkley Valley. So pretty excited to be here.
Can you talk a little bit about what your connection is with the Bulkley Valley?
Sure. Yeah, my sister Nikki has lived here since the early 2000s. And so she's my connection. I think I came up here like 25 years ago for the first time. And I don't know how I end up here mostly in the winter. I think I've been here in the summer like once, and I'm like, I'm never going to Smithers again in the winter. It's so cold. Like one year it was minus 38 or something at Christmas, and I'm like, no, that is too cold. But it's really beautiful to be here in a temperate season. The island has softened me for those winters. Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to be working on when you're here?
I have a couple of short stories. So I have a collection of short stories called Atmospheric River that I'm working on. And it's sort of rooted in relationships that are falling apart during climate. But like when I started that idea, so it sort of morphed a little bit, and I'm working with the same ideas, but using ideas of like, or animism of like kind of how more relational to the land that we are living on, and how that can actually help us in this moment of climate crisis.
Are your places kind of characters as well then, or is it still human-centered in place?
Actually, the story Atmospheric River is, I stayed really out of the consciousness of the characters and wanted to try and write it that way. I love playing with point of view. And so there was one point that I was like, this story needs to break open, but the characters are kind of like rigid in their positions. So I gave the story over to the forest, and the forest kind of narrated their relationship from the past. So like it held the memory. They weren't willing to go there, so I let the land take it over.
I know, I'm trying to think like what almost like characteristic or like kind of like natural like object I would think has like the loudest voice. I guess it would probably be the mountain here, actually, just because it's always there.
Yeah. I keep just walking downtown and then turning around and I'm like, oh my God, you are so formidable, these mountains. And I've been here before, and that is one of those things that I kind of forget and then see. I'm like, oh my God, you are amazing. Mm-hmm. And the river, we went to the river yesterday, and I live near a river and I love rivers. And yeah. I think a lot of times when we think about story, we think about what happened, right? And that is important, but then the emphasis tends to go on the action. But what really we need to learn about in story is how that event, however quiet, impacts the life of the character. So I find that just like getting people to think about what questions are you asking, or are you curious about? You don't even have to answer the question in the story, but it's like perhaps helping your story move forward, because you're continually turning over that question. So a very basic question is like, who am I? Or who is this character, right? And we're continuing to like unpack it and wonder, instead of thinking that you already know the answer, because what kills a story faster as a writer is if you think you already know. It just like deadens the story pretty immediately on the page.
Is there anything else that kind of you're finding now that you're in this place? Like, are you kind of gathering any sort of feelings, or do you know kind of how you want to spend your time best?
I want to do a lot of like deep listening so that I can move my stories from that place. So this just gives me an opportunity to like, oh yeah, that's a good... Anyway, we'll see how that goes. That could change tomorrow.
Well, very excited to find out.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Tracy Skuse is at the Smithers Public Library tonight for a reading from her book, Hunger Moon, at 7 p.m. All are welcome. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague, Dan Messick, and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.